Too Many Captains, a movie podcast starring executive producer Chris.
The ring sting sounds like a police cover band.
Sound engineer and producer Matt.
I have three places I watch movies.
The toilet?
I have four places I watch movies.
Musical director and master of tunes, Matty G.
McConaughey looks like he gets to McConaughey all over this film.
Historian and resident wildcard, Johnny Dangerous.
From what I've learned in the historical documentary The Three Amigos, it's all camera tricks.
I am your host, the professor.
Yeah, if you're expecting it to be a hack job of Mr. Rogers, you're looking for the wrong movie.
Who wants a hack job of Mr. Rogers?
The show starts now.
Welcome to The Captain's Log, an episode where the captains give their loyal listeners all sorts of Hollywood and digital news that they think you should know. You give us 10 minutes and we'll give you the world. Today I am joined by my fellow captains. Say hi.
Hello.
News team assemble.
What's up?
Waiting on that $1 million podcast is your host, the professor. Matty G, we'll start with you. What's new in the magical place where dreams go to die, Hollywood?
Well, this might be right up that dreams go to die alley. I believe that Hollywood has decided that 2020 was going to be the year they try to get Rick Moranis back into the game. This year, we have a new Ghostbusters film that will be released, and now there are reports that the classic musical Little Shop of Horrors is starting to take shape. Rick Moranis played Seymour in the 1986 theatrical version, which has supposedly been offered to Taron Egerton. Other reported casting includes Scarlett Johansson as Audrey and Billy Porter from Pose as Audrey 2.
Yeah.
Any other captains want a shot at casting this? Do any of the other captains like theatrical versions of musicals?
Scarlett Johansson has an amazing voice, as evidenced in Lost in Translation and the solo album that she put out.
I endorse this wholeheartedly. What do you think, Johnny?
I think I have seen the original, but it's been a long time, so I don't remember all the minor characters, so I probably wouldn't be any good at coming up with casting choices, but the couple that you've mentioned, I have no problem with. As for your other question, I definitely like seeing film adaptations of musicals. I think the one big exception would be the recent version of Cats. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't heard anything good, and I didn't really think it would be good. I think that you have to have a really strong story in a musical for it to work in film. And
if for casting, I mean, inspiration has just struck me. I would love to see Eddie Murphy as the Steve Martin role. You know, Eddie Murphy can sing, you know, and he definitely is charismatic. I think he would be cool as the Steve Martin role.
Are you basing this off Party All the Time?
Ooh, yes. Johnny Dangerous, let's go to you.
It has been widely reported that the Academy has been trying to find ways to bring viewers back to the show after years of lower ratings. This was the primary motivation behind increasing the number of Best Picture nominees.
Is the Academy behind the coronavirus?
They could be.
Sorry.
Increasing the number of Best Picture nominees up to a max of 10. It allowed them to have a few blockbusters in the category which drive interest but likely have no chance of winning. I, along with many others, felt that the biggest snub of last year's nominations was Won't You Be My Neighbor. It was a beautiful film that really captured the essence of a man we were all blessed to have as a part of our childhoods. I would venture so far as to say that even the professor, who typically is only interested in a hack job of Mr. Rogers, would enjoy it. It achieved a must-see rating of 85 on Metacritic and was the highest-grossing documentary of 2018 at $22 million. And the odds-on favorite to win the award before the nominations were announced. Seemed like a bit of a fluke, and while a little upsetting, there were three other docs that year that eclipsed 10 million and were nominated. So 2019 comes around, and the box office was down for all documentaries. But there was one that led the pack with 9 million in revenue, and holding an even slightly higher rating of 88 on Metacritic. In addition, it was the early favorite to win the award, but when they read the nominees, Apollo 11 was missing. Most of the people I know see documentaries after they have been out for a while and then at the recommendation of others. However, when people make a point to go catch these films in theaters months before Oscar season and fall in love, I think they might feel a little bitter not to see them recognized. On the other hand, maybe voters feel like in categories like this, A top performer doesn't need the additional hype, and they want to promote other quality nonfiction work, like the two I have seen so far this year, Honeyland and American Factory. Or maybe it all is just a crazy coincidence. Either way, I really enjoy this category and hope people will continue to support the work and we can keep seeing this art form grow.
Who wants a hack job of Mr. Rogers?
You do.
No, I don't. I love Mr. Rogers. But I will say that, to piggyback on what you just said, the elimination of Apollo 11 as a best documentary, which I own it on 4K now, I consider to be probably one of the top, maybe even the top three best documentaries I've ever seen. I mean, if for the medium. What about you, Matt? What do you think about that?
All right, guys, see if you can place this. Quack. 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 Quack.
Mighty Ducks.
Back from the dead Mighty Ducks.
That's right. Coach Gordon Bombay is back for his new Disney Plus special, or series, I should say. The Mighty Ducks is coming back to Disney Plus.
Yes.
I love it.
What about some of the original cast? Are they coming back too? Or is it just...
You know, they're still figuring that out. Sam, Coob, Nick, Mary, Lauren, all going to be in there.
I have a pretty good idea that the guy that played Goldberg, not going to be in it.
You know, I saw one of those little pop-up ads. Where are they now? And judging from the PSA style of the ad.
Didn't look so good.
Didn't look so good. It was kind of, you know, clickbait. Well, you know, meth is a horrible drug.
Yeah.
We haven't seen Emilio Estevez do anything in quite a while. So, though they were talking about a sequel to Men at Work, which I'm really excited about, but that was like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But though, Joshua Jackson.
Well, he's like he was the star of that film.
Yeah, he was Charlie.
And then he boomed, you know. He had Dawson's Creek. He had quite a few movies. I remember the Skulls movies was in.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Stuff like that. And then he's kind of disappeared for years, so.
He's done a lot of TV too. He's got a TV show coming up this year called Little Fires Everywhere.
It'd be good if they could at least get him back for, you know, a cameo, an episode or something like that.
The first one would it register as a cult classic, or would it be a classic, a sports classic?
I would say it's a sports classic.
I would say it's a classic. Okay. The first one was great. Second one was good. Everything after that's kind of...
It's funny. I saw it. It came out on Blu-ray through the Disney collection. It was like an exclusive. You had to be part of the Disney Club to buy it on Blu-ray. Same with Cool Runnings and the Mighty Ducks sequel. I don't own it because I didn't want to drop $40 on that release.
They're all going to be on Disney Plus, right?
Yeah, I would assume.
Well, if they're on Disney Plus, then there's no point then. But
I wonder if this will kind of work in the same vein as YouTube's series of The Karate Kid.
Right.
Where they kind of take it in a little different direction, keep the structure in place. Yeah. Obviously, it's going to be hockey-centric, but there's only so many, you know, ragtag stories of these kids who don't have money beating either a wealthy team or a team from another country or something like that.
I think I've only seen two hockey sports movies, in Miracle and The Mighty Ducks.
Slapshot was a really big one.
Yeah, oh God, that's going back a few years. But yeah, that's really actually brightened my day a bit. You know, I
Mystery Alaska was one of my favorites.
Mystery Alaska.
I don't think
I've
seen that one.
It's a good flick. Should go check it out.
I do too. I actually like the. Anybody seen Goon?
I have not seen it, but I have only heard good things.
It's actually pretty good. I haven't seen the second one.
Write and direct it.
I don't know about direct. I know he wrote it.
All right, my story now. Obviously, Daniel Craig, his swan song with the new James Bond movie that comes out in a few months. The end of his tenure as 007. The Broccolis have been asked about who will take over the mantle of the 007. And there's been a lot of speculation in the woke era that we live in. Will James Bond be a woman? And so the Broccolis came out and they stomped all that right out. They're like, while we appreciate the era that we live in, James Bond will be a man. It will never be a woman. He goes, now, they're saying he could be a man of color, and he could be a man of different sexual orientation, but he will be a man. And so they go now, they talk about who are the front runners, and they talk about the top five, which is Tom Hiddleston, who played Loki. He's a front runner. Tom Hardy, he's actually the people's favorite to take over the role. Gentleman Damian Lewis from Homeland is a big one.
I'm always interested by stories like this because maybe I don't understand exactly how it works, but I feel like when families like the Broccolis sign over the rights to something, they might have an interest in what the filmmakers do, and the production companies may honor in their involvement. But I have a feeling that in those contracts, ultimately, when it comes to creative, they make the decisions and not the families. So I would still expect you're going to still see it be a man. But if the studio wants to do a woman, I bet they can.
The thing with it just got sold the rights to, I believe, Apple just got the rights sold to James Bond. And part of the exclusive contract is the Broccolis have 100% creative control over the character. And the studios will honor that. So
I'm not sure if it's quite finalized, but that is how Apple does their contracts. They give a pretty broad stroke to the creative control.
Yeah, I mean, the Broccolis, and even before that, the Flemings, they had, I mean, it's part of the thing. It's their character. They have 100% creative control. But again, this, if he's a man of color, you know.
Was it for this new movie when he wasn't, when they weren't sure it was going to be Daniel Craig? It was rumored that Idris Elba.
Yes, I remember he was coming, but he's kind of publicly said that he is too old for the role. He said there's no way that he can sign on to so many movies. Like, I think the standard Bond contract is 4. If you sign up for 007, you've got to commit to 4 movies. And at this point, he says he's just too old to play the role.
Most of those names were guys who are 40-ish.
Late 30s, and, 40, yeah.
And I think that maybe they really should consider some of the 25 to 35 actors. So that we don't run into the old Bond. And if
going back to the female as Bond, obviously they said that's not going to happen, but at least they're playing on it a little bit, because as you saw in the new trailer, 007 is a woman and a woman of color.
All right, guys. Like Dr. Fraser Crane always says, we want to wish you good day and good mental health. Remember always to play your movies loud.
Hey, folks. Also, don't forget to wash your hands. It's important right now. Along with that, you can find us at amoviepodcast.com or wherever you find your podcasts online. Don't forget to sign up for that new email newsletter too.
This is Matty G, master of tunage for Too Many Captains. Since you listened to our show today, find more awesome content at amoviepodcast.com. Find us streaming on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Play. Follow us on social media on Facebook at facebook.com/too many captains productions, on Instagram at too many captains productions, and on Twitter at it's a film podcast. Thanks again.